Chaos has been a household name here in Canada and around the world for years. He's known for his unique style of genre-blending music, and he's also a multi-Juno winner and has been nominated for a Grammy. He's also heading to our neck of the woods very soon. Chaos joins me now. Thank you so much for coming on.
The Hawk. Happy to be here, man.
Thanks. It's great to talk to you. Let me just say, when I was a kid, we'd listen to the radio, and I remember hearing Crab Bucket for the first time. And it was amazing. I'd never heard a song like that on the radio before, and it really had an impact on people.
I mean, that's what you can hope for, you know what I mean? I think in retrospect, it's always really weird. I actually remember I was talking to my brother the first time we were in the car, and we heard it too. We were together. So it's always a weird experience when you're the artist, but definitely there was nothing sounding like that at the time. I think the record company knew I was crazy, and they just gave me the money to do what I wanted to do. So I had fun. That's the most important part. As long as you have fun, then when you look back, the fun still exists, you know?
Yeah, and it was across all walks of life too. My grandparents loved the song. It was great. It was a great song. And like you kind of touched on that, do you feel like songs kind of take a legend of their own a little bit?
I mean, it's a big thing, right? I think if you look back over time with the actual term, you said Junos and Grammys, when you win best recording,
right,
you're literally winning a recorded moment, the best recorded moment. And if you look at it like that, then you are kind of having this kind of like lightning in a bottle that lasts forever through technology, which still blows my mind, that whatever happened that day gets captured. So, you know, that's going to change in retrospect as you age, as young people hear it. And, you know, now a lot of people, you know, every weekend at a wedding, I get on Instagram, I get 700, not 700, but a lot of mentions. It's like a wedding song, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like, who would have thought that this thing you made in your bedroom, people are playing it at their wedding to dance with their family. So, you know, it's the best you can hope for. And, you know, a good friend of mine, Sam Roberts, who's also another Canadian legend, was one of the first guys to tell me, he's like, we just write them. Once
right.
you write them, then they belong to other people.
Right. Wow, that's an interesting statement for sure. That's incredible. As I said, your music style really is a whole category of its own. You're kind of a rock fan, you're a funk fan, hip-hop fan. Do you like to categorize yourself into a genre, or is that kind of constrictive?
I mean, it's kind of the world we live in, unfortunately, is
yeah.
that people browse music based on a category, because then what would you, it's like, you know, that whole point, you're looking for something to watch and you have 100 channels, it's way more complicated. Because now you're like, do I want to watch a comedy? Do I want to watch a romantic drama comedy? Do I want to watch a thriller? Like, there's so many categories, and all you can do is look at it like school, right? It's like you do math, English, science. They're all different topics, but generally, do you like school? And that's the bottom line. I love music. So whether it's going to be like a rock song, I also just have a really short attention span.
Right.
And so after making a record, I'm going to do a reggae record. Then three songs in, I'm just bored.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I want to do a rock song. So I can sit here and pontificate and say, yeah, I'm this genre-busting person, but really I just have music ADHD. And not to make light of it, but it's literally my attention span is so short that by the time I've gone in trying to do a rock record, by two songs in, I'm like, I need a new vibe, and I just switched to funk. And that's how the records sound, you know?
Yeah, that's an interesting thing, because I think a lot of people are, you know, making playlists now, and they have so many different types of music that might be something that's becoming more popular, right? So that's interesting.
Yeah, it's like I think the world is now, you know how it was when we were growing up. You had to have a physical, like you went into someone's house, you saw their CD collection.
Yeah.
That spoke a lot about them, but the iPod changed that. You could be listening to anything. It wouldn't matter. People just don't know. So people have chosen, thankfully, to like expand their taste.
Yeah. No, for sure. When did you know that you were you've made it in this business? I don't want to say made it, but just when was the highlight? Like, okay, I'm really enjoying doing this. People really like what I'm doing. I'm glad I took this path.
I mean, it's funny because at the moment it didn't feel like it, but now when I look back, as you said, does it shed different light? I remember my mom was like, go get me something at Walmart or something. Like,
yeah.
She sent me on a mission. I got in the car and the song was on.
Yeah.
And then I went into Walmart or whatever this was and the song was on.
Wow.
And then I went, but then the TV section and the video was on one of the TVs. I was like, this is ridiculous. Like, then I got home and then my brother was like listening. And it was just like everywhere I went, the song was somewhere. And I remember feeling people are going to just get so annoyed by me. That's how I felt at the time. But in retrospect, that's probably the point when I knew my life kind of changed, because then it was like this one song, because it wasn't like now where there were so many different algorithms and you have to penetrate someone's algorithm.
Yeah.
It was like if you watch TV, you were watching Much Music if you're an 18-year-old kid or a 17-year-old kid. So you had to see these things, right? So and then I went on tour across the world to Germany and Europe, and people knew the song. The song had somehow, you know, like infiltrated the German capital.
Yeah.
You know, it was just so weird. It
yeah.
was just like and people knew the words. So it was just like, I think because it's a fun song and it's a happy song. And then, you know, I had other ones, Man I Used to Be, and then like Sunday Morning. And then it just kept, I think, just hearing your music and people knowing your music, or like being in a club and people don't know and Sunday Morning comes on, you look over down at the dance floor and everyone's singing it. Those are the moments that, they're not really the awards. It's not really about the money or the awards for me. It's about when people connect with it, because you know now, hopefully in 100 years from now, someone's daughter or son or great-grandson is going to know that song. You know?
Yeah. You're heading to Cape Breton Island. Have you been to Cape Breton before?
Not in years. And if I did, I don't remember.
Okay.
It was like during that whole time. So I'm excited to get back out there. I always call the East Coast the real Canada.
Okay.
As soon as I get on the plane, I get excited to be a part, to go to a part of Canada that feels like the first place that people landed.
Right.
Which is probably historically correct. So it's just a different vibe. It's just way more pure, and people love to have a good time, you know.
Here for a party, for sure. What can people expect from a chaos show if you've never been to one?
Well, you know, it's going to be the hits, but it's also just like it's a DJ show. So it's got my live band, so I just kind of do some covers. You know, it's just I don't really know until I see the crowd.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's always, the set list is always loose, but definitely we do all the hit records, and then like we'll throw in like Rush or Bob Dylan or whatever we need to do.
Right.
It's just fun. Next year I'm touring. It's the 20th anniversary of Joy for Rebellion, so I'm going on like a bigger tour with like the live band. So this is going to be people's last time to sort of see me in this kind of smaller. Just me and a DJ, because next time I come through your town, it'll probably be a band and a little bit more of a circus. But that's why I love these small shows, because you get to connect with people. So
more intimate. Yeah,
I'm
for
excited.
Sure.
I'm excited. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, Chaos, thank you so much, and have a great show, and can't wait to see it.
Thank you, brother.
That was the great Chaos, who will be performing on Saturday at a new venue. It was supposed to be at the Port Hawkesbury Civic Center. It is now going to be at the Carriage House. He'll be performing with Andre Petipaw. Tickets are still available. And that'll begin at around 9 p.m. on Saturday evening.